welcome to the Slow Evolution Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Engelhardt, and this is the place for all things health, self-care, motherhood, and well-being for the busy mom of today. So grab a cup of tea and get ready to be inspired. Hello and welcome to today's episode, where I want to share with you how to enjoy not only stress-free, but also healthy Christmas holidays. The reason most of the time we're stressed out before the Christmas holiday is because we have no plan of what we're actually doing. I know that a lot of people think that it's not necessary to plan your weeks in detail or at all for that matter. But as the saying goes, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's really as simple as this. So, the number one thing that you can do in order to have a stress-free holiday season is to plan each day of the weeks ahead of Christmas. Let's take presents for example. I know that most of us are really stressing out about presents, and we have all had the situations where we were running around in the last second to get the final presents. Well, all this could be done in a much more relaxed manner, and here it's how. Make a list of the people that you need to get presents for as early as possible. Then set an overall budget for the presents and then break it down per person. And then, of course, stick to it. And then once you know the budget per person, start writing down ideas for each person, what you can get them as a present. And once you know what you want to get each person, check if you can get it online. This way it will be delivered right to your door and you are going to save some shopping time. And really your goal here should be to have all the presents ready a week or so prior to Christmas. Then the same goes, for example, for Christmas cards. A lot of people are not sending Christmas cards anymore, but if you are one of those people that still does, then don't wait until the last second to send them out. Again, make a list of the people that you want to send a card to, like a few weeks before Christmas. Decide whether you want to have like a standard text or individualize them for each person. And then plan when and from where you will get the cards, when you will write the cards, when you will actually send them out. And the same goes for decoration. I mean, a lot of people are using the same decoration every year, but there are also people, like me for example, that like to have a different color theme each year. And if you're one of these people, make sure that you decide on like color and theme, decoration and so on early enough so you can get all the stuff and you can actually decorate your home. You know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to the to-do list. And planning your time properly the weeks prior Christmas. You don't have to be running around stressed out the whole month of December. And the bottom line is that by planning each small activity, you can actually enjoy the holiday season much more, especially the days leading to Christmas, because you won't be needing to, you know, be running around getting presents or whatever that might be last minute. Planning will also allow you to still have, or better said, make time for your healthy lifestyle, you know, working out, nutrition, meditation, journaling, or whatever you might be doing on a regular basis. And what planning our time really does is it helps us have a sense of control. Of course, things will come up and we will need to adjust here and there, but at the end of the day, we have a plan. Even if you're one of those people that doesn't like planning, try this method for this Christmas season and I can guarantee you, you will not regret it. For most of us, the madness doesn't really stop there. It continues throughout the actual Christmas holidays. So what can you do during the actual holidays, especially if you're hosting a dinner or cocktail party to stay stress-free? Well, here are my top 7 tricks for being a stress-free and relaxed host that simply enjoys the occasion and the guests. Number one is decide on the menu about a week or 10 days prior to the actual occasion. Meanwhile, there are a lot of vegetarians or vegans out there, so my suggestion is to check with your guests. Also, an option that I always go for is to have a only veggie dish. This way, in case someone is vegetarian or vegan, they can still enjoy the meal. Then the next thing is, about 2 weeks prior, check and make sure that you have all the needed furniture. If the table is big enough for so and so many guests, if there are enough chairs, if you have enough plates, wine glasses, silverware, whatever that might be. This will give you enough time to organize and get whatever you might be missing, so you don't have to stress out on the actual day about it. Then the next thing you can do is make sure that you have all the presents wrapped and cards written 2 days or so prior to the occasion. Also, make sure that you take advantage of wrapping services when you buy a present. This will save you a lot of time as well. Then the next thing you can do is make a list of the groceries you will need 5 days to a week before the actual occasion, and get whatever possible 2 days prior. For the ingredient that needs to be fresh, you can make a quick run to the grocery store the day before, but I would definitely not leave the whole grocery for the day prior or the actual day. Usually there are a lot of people and the lines are long, which results in more unnecessary stress. Then the next thing you can do is try to prepare as much as possible the prior day. See whether you can prepare some of the ingredients, prepare like rice or cut the veggies or whatever that might be. If possible, decorate the table the evening before, and if possible, arrange all the presents under the tree the day before. Then the next thing you can do is the days prior to the occasion, make sure you take 30 to 45 minutes time for you each day. Whether it will be for a workout, getting a massage, meditating, journaling, reading a book, taking a bath, whatever it might be, make sure that you take some time each day for you. On the day of the actual occasion, make sure that you're well rested. So go out for a run or a walk, or simply take some time to take care of yourself. And then the last one is, make sure you have a time plan for the actual day of the occasion. How long do you need for each meal? What needs to be done? When do you need to start in order for all the dishes to be ready when the guests arrive? Every year, we host a family dinner for Christmas Eve, and every year, a few days prior, we make a cooking time plan. And it works really fantastic because it saves us a lot of, you know, running around like headless chickens and not really knowing what we're doing. And again, here it all comes down to planning and managing your time accordingly. Don't wait until the last second to do everything. Make your plan, and I'm sure that you will be less stressed and you will enjoy much more your guests and the whole occasion. And one thing that you should never forget is always have a good music in the background to set the right mood. But in order to prioritize your health along the process, make sure you plan some time for self-care every single day. Make an appointment with yourself for yourself and treat it just like any other important appointment you may have. It is very easy to get in this autopilot right before the holidays, but this is time that we should enjoy. And a few minutes of self-care every single day should be a priority on your to-do list. So how do you make that time? Again, it all comes down to planning and managing your time accordingly. Plan every single day for some alone time where you can, you know, journal, reflect on the day, plan the day ahead, check with yourself how you're feeling and doing. Never underestimate the power of taking a few minutes every single day for yourself. And the same goes with staying on track with healthy nutrition. It can be, you know, another difficult part for the Christmas season. But luckily there is a way. And here are my top 10 tips on keeping it healthy during this, you know, wonderful season of the year. So, first thing is, start off by making sure that every time you run to the grocery store, you get only healthy food and snacks, including a lot of green veggies, lean proteins, fruits, quinoa, nuts and seeds. This will allow you to focus on preparing healthy meals and enjoy healthy snacks. Also, make sure you start your day with a glass of water. ideally with some fresh ginger and lemon juice, and make sure that you stay hydrated throughout the day. A lot of times we don't realize that although we feel hungry, we're actually thirsty. So before going for a snack, drink a glass of water first. Then the next thing is knowing your schedule. Make sure that you plan your meals for the week, including also snacks. This will help you avoid making any unhealthy choices to a minimum. Based on the meal plan that you have made for that week, make sure that you also take some time on Sunday to meal prep. The great advantage here is that this way you avoid making any unhealthy meal choices simply because you're hungry and you have no time to prepare a healthy meal. And then again, during the holiday seasons, you know, there are all kinds of sweets and unhealthy treats in the office. So in order to avoid this, make sure that you always bring along a healthy morning and afternoon snack, like a fruit for the morning and some nuts or veggies for the afternoon. You might even want to bring your lunch along with you whenever possible. I know this one can be really difficult during the Christmas season, but try to eat a home-cooked dinner from scratch, let's say 2 to 3 times a week. This will give you the opportunity to bring a bit more balance and still fill your body with healthy nutrition. Whenever you eat out and you have the possibility to order, make sure you go for a healthy meal, including green veggies and lean protein. And when you're going to an evening cocktail party, for example, make sure that you have a healthy snack or meal prior to going to the party. This is something that you might have brought along with you. And this way you won't feel hungry and you won't feel the need to go for all the, you know, unhealthy snacks that they're passing around at any cocktail party. And when you're at a cocktail party, make sure that you start with a non-alcoholic drink, preferably, you know, still water, followed by an alcohol drink. And make sure that after each alcohol drink, you have a glass of still water. And the last one is when you're at a cocktail party or dinner and you feel like going for an unhealthy meal or dessert, simply go for it and enjoy every bite without any bad conscience. Just make sure that you get back on track the following day. You know, December is time of the year where it's difficult to stay on track with anything healthy, let alone find the time for a regular workout. Not only is it cold and gray and the day is getting shorter, but we're also booked out with all kinds of Christmas celebrations and activities. And despite all this, I think that it's very important to stay on track with your workout routine. Just to name a few of the advantages that you'll get out from a workout, it gives you so much energy, you sleep better, you feel happier and less stressed out, and the list goes on and on. And here are my top 5 tricks on how to include a workout on a daily basis before and during the holiday season. Just like with anything else, it's super important to plan your workouts. I can't stress that enough. Take 15 minutes on Sunday to plan your workouts for the week ahead according to your schedule. The trick is to make sure that you're realistic and don't expect too much. There will be days where you won't have the time for a workout, and this is also okay. Just make sure that this doesn't turn into a routine. Then the next thing you can do is get an accountability or workout partner, or join like a Facebook group that will hold you accountable. This helps you get motivated and stay on track. And the next one is that even if you have only 15 to 30 minutes, make the time to do a quick workout or a walk. You will feel so much more energized and balanced. Not to mention that your body and mind will thank you for that. And whenever you have the chance, be active. For example, walk instead of car or transportation, like public transportation. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Do some stretching. Whatever it might be, just do it. It might not feel like a workout, but you're giving your body the possibility to stay active. And at the end of the day, all these small or insignificant in your mind activities do add up. And then make sure that during the stressful time, you choose workouts that you like and enjoy. This way, it will be much easier to motivate yourself. Don't push yourself to go running if you hate it. It will only stress you out additionally. I know that it's not always easy. That's why if you can't stick to your plan on a particular day, just accept it and look forward to your workout the following day. So, a lot of talking for one simple message really. In order to have a stress-free Christmas season, it all comes down to taking the time to properly plan your days and weeks ahead of and during the Christmas holidays. And in order to help you have stress-free and healthy holidays, I have created free templates that you can use. This is something that I have been using for years, and I'm super excited to share them with you this year. I will link them below, and I hope very much that you find them helpful, and I wish you all a stress-free holiday. Thank you so much for listening and for being here. It truly means the world to me. My aim with this podcast is to inspire as many moms and moms-to-be out there to make their own health a priority and to share as much as possible from my personal journey as a mom and how I balance it all. I hope you find the episodes interesting and inspiring and you get value out of listening. I would love to connect with as many of you as possible and learn more about what you're interested in hearing in the upcoming episodes. So let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Slowvolution. And make sure that you stay tuned for the many upcoming exciting episodes by subscribing on Apple Podcasts. Wish you all a lovely week.